You're listening to the Eternity Socials Sunday Night Stream.
We have so much fun. You guys are the best.
Taking your requests and playing the best in contemporary and classic Christian gospel music.
Are you tired of shame and secrets, wishing you could let them go? Do you feel like an orphan searching for a home? Well, there's a love that fills what's empty. There's a place you can be changed. There's a God who knows you. He's calling out your name. Come on down. Like the Mississippi, from the giver of endless grace, and everyone is welcome here to dive into the waves. So leave the questions far behind you, leave your past back on the shore, and run with wild abandon. Wait no more. Come on down to the river.
Studying about thy good old way, and who shall wear the robe and crown? Good Lord, show me the way. Oh, sister, let's go down, let's go down, come on down. Oh, sister, let's go down, down to the river to pray.
To the Sunday night stream from Eternity Socials, a wee bit late. We're on the go, of course, on the ball at 8:30, but I've rejigged the setup here, run the whole thing through the computer with a bit of broadcasting software, and that was the plan, but whenever we went to 8:30 and I hit the play button, there was no sound, so I fiddled about for a minute or two without any success, so we're back to the old way, which is a phone just sitting right over here with the decks here plugged in to the phone, and that's straightforward and simple. So yeah, there's a lot to be said for just plug it in and hit the button, so maybe I'll try and tweak the computer for next week and see how we go. It means I can share videos and things as well, and that's little bits of kind of imagery as we go along, but we'll keep that as work in progress anyway. But it's good to have you along. Thank you for your patience. It's good to have you tuned in indeed. If you're enjoying the music as you do every week, hit the share button, get the word out there, and sure, why not? That's the more the merrier. If you have any songs you want to hear, get them into the comments on the live stream there, and as always, we'll definitely get those on for you. I love hearing new stuff and new suggestions, so I do appreciate that as well. But if you've missed out in previous weeks, they are all on the Eternity Socials website. Go and check it out, eternitysocials.com. Click on podcasts, and a handy way of listening to them on your device is through a podcasting app. So we're on Amazon Music. Ask Alexa to play the Eternity Socials podcast, or just search for it on your phone. You can use TuneIn, Google and Apple Podcasts as well. So yeah, I think that's enough for me for now. Coming up over the course of the show, some great music. Nothing lined up as of yet, but we will be talking a little bit about the Christian Institute. I'm going to use that as a news feature each and every week, with a few articles that we can maybe pray on in the week coming in. Here's Jesus Paid It All.
And I hear the Savior say, and thy strength indeed is small. Child of weakness, watch and pray, find in me thine all in all. As Jesus paid it all to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain, he washed it white as
Jesus.
Jesus. Yeah.
The Sunday Night Stream with Eternity Socials.
Let's go.
Our recorded streams are now available on the Eternity Socials website, Amazon Music, TuneIn, Apple Podcasts, and Google Podcasts.
I hate to be a bother, but I could use...
I'm see you face to face. Until at last I've won my race. Remind me you're not finished yet.
Hillsong Worship there with Remembrance. That one came in from Linda Cameron, looking for that, so thank you for that one. I said a kind of a new feature we're kicking off then, is to kind of get involved with the Christian Institute and share some of their news that they have going on during the week. And one worthy of mentioning, as they all are, of course, is about Wikipedia, which has imposed restrictions on its editors expressing support for traditional marriage on its platform. Messages such as "one man, one woman" have been removed from editor user boxes on the online encyclopedia. Co-founder Larry Sanger has declared the site's neutrality policy to be dead due to political bias. Editors, or Wikipedians as they're known, are volunteers who write and edit articles on the website. A user box is a small colored box that appears on an editor's page to communicate information about them. Decisions about Wikipedia policies are made by a subgroup of editors. They decided that pro-marriage content breached website guidelines forbidding political or advocacy material. However, pro-same-sex marriage user boxes have not been axed. The one-sided move prompted site administrator Ad Orientum to resign. The administrator warned that the action was clearly inconsistent with the project's commitment to neutrality and condemned hostile comments about traditional marriage supporters in a debate on the issue. Earlier this year, Wikipedia's co-founder Larry Sanger wrote in a blog post that Wikipedia's neutrality policy was dead because of its political bias. He pointed to Wikipedia's coverage of other contentious topics such as abortion, which it described on the site as one of the safest procedures in medicine. Wikipedia itself says its own site is not a reliable source. So there we are again, closing in on the Christian beliefs and our way of life. And it's thanks to organizations like the Christian Institute that highlight these things and get behind Christians and help them fight. Of course, we all know and remember the case about the Asher's Bacon Company as well. And they did stand their ground. They held tight and steadfast to their beliefs. And they are going from strength to strength. But that's definitely one worth praying about. And a couple more to talk about in the time that we've got left later on. It's one of which the Netherlands approves euthanasia for under 12s. And Amnesty International says that the unborn have no right to life. And we'll chat about that a little bit later on. Next up, this is The Citizens. And their version of "There Is a Fountain."
Blood.
the gospel mean to you?
Gospel, what it means to me is freedom, hope, salvation.
You're listening to the Sunday Night Stream from Eternity Socials.
From Eternity Social.
God gave me you for the ups and downs.
Time.
Travis Cultural there and Worship Together, featuring Lily Cultural as well, and that is Christ Be Magnified. Hopefully you've enjoyed that. That was Ruth Greer. She was looking for that one, and thank you for the suggestion. Hard to beat a bit of Travis Cultural. So yes, we're kind of featuring a bit of news articles on the Christian Institute. We have three to share tonight, and we'll maybe make it a feature each and every week going forward, where we share one story from that week from the Christian Institute. Maybe use it as a prayer point. It's good to have that, and it's good to have those guys sharing us and keeping us up to date with what's going on around the world that does affect the Christians. In the Netherlands, they have approved euthanasia for under 12s. The Dutch government will go ahead with plans to decriminalise euthanasia for children under the age of 12. The scheme will allow doctors to euthanise children deemed to be in unbearable and hopeless suffering. Euthanasia was legalised in the Netherlands in 2002, and the law currently permits euthanasia for children over 12 with parental consent. The change is proving highly controversial and has been contested by two of the political parties within the ruling four-party coalition. The SGP, an opposition party, fiercely opposed any change in the law and did not agree in principle that it would be merciful to kill children. The law is set to be liberalised within a matter of months, after which children who previously received palliative care will be offered euthanasia instead. It is already legal to euthanise babies up to 1 year old in limited circumstances and with parental consent. Earlier this year, Dutch euthanasia doctor Bert Kezier admitted that those who embark on the euthanasia venture down a slippery slope along with which you irrevocably slide down to the random killing of defenceless sick people. He added, "In retrospect, it is true that we now provide euthanasia to people whom we had said a little indigently 20 years ago, come on, that really is impossible. And looking ahead, there is no reason to believe that this process will stop." Former euthanasia advocate Dutch professor Theo Boer issued a stark warning to UK MPs and peers last month about the dangers of legalising assisted suicide. He said, "Like many of the current supporters of assisted dying, I used to believe that it was possible to regulate and restrict killing to terminally ill, mentally competent adults with less than 6 months to live. However," he concluded, "I was wrong." So again, another country, and they are legalizing these ways of killing people who maybe aren't in the right frame of mind, who maybe are dealing with pain. But the Lord is there. He helps us with every step of the way. And you know, life isn't easy. It isn't straightforward. But that is no reason why we should choose to end our lives, because only He is the one who gives and takes away. Next up, we are going to play a song from City of Light, and this is for Colm and Dan Reynolds, and they're looking for "I Want to Know You" from City of Light. Sunday night stream, we're a bit late in getting started tonight, so we'll be finishing in around about 20 to 10, so about half an hour still left to go. And some Bethel music coming your way as well in a little while.
I've tried in vain a thousand ways, my fears to quell, my hopes to raise, but what I need your word has said is ever only Jesus. Finds
of listening to the same old, same old? Looking for a rescue? We're taking your request live on the Sunday night stream from Eternity Socials.
You're here with the grace of the Savior, with the heart of the Father, and you're all we need. And you're here with the hands of the healer, with the power of your Spirit, and you're all we need. Of your name, every chain will break. I know everything will change. Jesus, just a whisper of your name will silence wind and waves at the mention of your name. And you're here, you're the provider, all I've ever needed, Jesus, you supply. Working power, everything you breathe on coming back to life. At the mention of your name, every chain will break. I know everything will change. Jesus, of your name will silence wind and waves at the mention of your name.
Just a whisper will change.
That one there for Rebecca McRoberts, Brian Johnson and Jen Johnson of Bethel Music. Mention of your name, that one. So our final Christian Institute article of tonight then is about Amnesty International. The unborn child has no right to life, according to Amnesty International's updated policy. They now state that human rights protections only start at birth. The organisation, which is one of the biggest promoters of abortion in the world, continues to call for its universal decriminalisation. In its revised policy, Amnesty labels laws limiting abortion access as human rights violations. It denies any so-called fetal rights or human rights to preborn children at any stage of life and says that abortion should be available as early as possible and as late as necessary. It also calls for further regulations against healthcare professionals who do not carry out abortions because of their moral or religious views. Dr. Daniel Frumpton of the Society for the Protection of the Unborn Children, SPUC, said that Amnesty's hypocrisy is glaring. Calling itself an organisation that stands up for humanity and human rights, it disgraces itself by refusing to recognise the humanity and human rights of unborn babies. He also said Amnesty International claims that its updated policy respects human rights, autonomy and dignity. But where is the respect for the autonomy and dignity of the child in the womb? Terrible thoughts. You know, it's I can't begin to comprehend how a little baby inside a womb can have its life snubbed out before it has even got any anywhere in this world. And it's terrible. You know, we've two children here of our own, James and Georgia, and Georgia was one there just on Friday, and James, he'll be three in December. And you know, to feel those little children kicking away inside their mother before we ever laid eyes on them, you know, they're there, they're real, they have a little pattern. You know, I think Georgia every night and around about 8 o'clock sort of came to life before, you know, just kicking away. And it's terrible how much the world can really go downhill and encourage this sort of thing. So it's another prayer point indeed. Do pray for that. It's a big organization, Amnesty International, and I'm pretty sure politicians will take note of what they're saying and listen to their agenda as well. So do pray for that. Pray for our leaders. Pray for politicians and the guidance that goes on here. And of course, in our own country, abortion is a big thing that's in the news as of late, I suppose, in the last year and a half or so. And it's been inflicted upon us nearly by the UK government whilst our own institution here in Stormont was down. So it's tight, and one thing that we can do is pray. Spurgeon called prayer the powerhouse of the church, and indeed we are reminded to pray constantly in the Bible. So here's the sing team. This is Love Lifted Me.
I was sinking deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore, very deeply stained within, sinking to rise no more. But the master of the sea heard my despairing cry, and from the waters lifted me. Now safe am I. Love lifted me when nothing else could help. Love lifted me. Love lifted me. Love lifted me when nothing else.
Jesus completely saves. He will lift you by his love out of the angry waves. He's the master of the sea. Billows his will obey. He your savior wants to be. Be saved today. Love lifted me.
The Sunday Night Stream with Eternity Socials.
Let's go!
Our recorded streams are now available on the Eternity Socials website, Amazon Music, TuneIn, Apple Podcasts, and Google Podcasts.
I hate to be a bother, but I could use...
Come all you weary, come all you thirsty, come to the well that never runs dry. Drink of the water, come and thirst no more. Come all you sinners, come find his mercy. Come to the table, he will satisfy. Taste of his goodness, find what you're looking for. For God so loved the world that he gave us, his one and only Son to save us. Whoever believes in him will live forever. Is waiting there with open arms. She is open arms. Here we go. For God so loved the world that he gave us, his one and only Son to save us. Whoever believes in him will live forever. The power of
Jesus is waiting. God so loved the world.
We the Kingdom there with God So Loved. The acoustic version, or version, an acoustic version there. Hopefully you guys enjoyed that one. One more request to get through then, and we have about 7 or 8 minutes left of the live stream before we wrap it up. We were late in starting. If you've joined us, we're normally in at 9:30. Half past 8, usually live until 9:30. But we had a few technical problems there at the start. I'll say no more. So we kicked in 7 minutes late, so I wouldn't want to take anything out of it, so we'll keep the full hour going, shall we? So Susan McDowell was looking for a bit of Selah, and You Are My Hiding Place coming right up. Almost to the end of the stream. One more song left to go. We'll squeeze her in. But thank you for listening. And we'll be finished with a moment of prayer before we play the last track. And sorry for the technical bother at the start. Next week, all been well. 8:30 on the dot, as per usual. God willing. Let's pray. Dear God, we thank you once again for this opportunity to openly and freely share your word, share The things that concern Christians around the world, and the solution to these problems, of course, is you. And we thank you, we're free and able to do that in this land that we live in. And we also want to pray for the work of the Christian Institute. They put a lot of effort in to help Christians all around the UK and fight the good fight in this world. On your behalf, with you as their leader. And we just thank you for them. We pray you'll continue to use them for your will, Lord. Help us to fight indeed that good fight and stand up and claim you as ours and share and proclaim that gospel for all that it is. Of course, people get offended by the gospel, Lord, and it is indeed, when we apply it really to our own lives, it can offend us as well because it shows up the sin that's in our life. But we thank you that we have Jesus Christ as our Savior, as the forgiver of sinfulness, Lord, the guy, the one who lifts that burden of sin, who sets us free, who untethers that shackle that burdens us down and gives us life and a peace that passes understanding, removing our transgressions as far as the east is from the west. Lord, we thank you for what has gone forth in this week and for the week that is to come. We pray you'll be with us every step of the way. And we just pray these things in Jesus' precious name. Amen. That's almost it then from us. One final track from Kit Moor, and this is called Faith When I Fall. Catch me again next Sunday night, God willing, 8:30 on the Eternity Socials Facebook page. Thank you.
I know it's been a long time since the last time we talked. I know I've been a stranger, and that's all my fault. And asking you for anything don't really sing right, but the winds of change are blowing, so I'm begging you tonight, give me love when I ain't got nobody, a little hope when I ain't got none at all, give me light up ahead on the journey, give me strength when I'm standing, and faith when I fall, yeah. I know the rain is coming and it's sure gonna pour. I know there ain't no running from this kind of storm. It's gonna get hotter and hotter to keep on pushing through. Gonna wanna quit, so I'll be counting on you to give me love when I ain't got nobody, a little hope when I ain't got none at all, give me light up ahead on the journey, give me strength when I'm standing, and faith when I fall. When the clouds start parting and the sun starts shining through, this time I won't forget, I won't forget about you, yeah. Give me love when I ain't got nobody, a little.
Again, guys, see us next week, God willing. Have a good one, and until then, God bless.
The Sunday Night Stream with Eternity Socials.
Let's go.
Our recorded streams are now available on the Eternity Socials website, Amazon Music, TuneIn, Apple Podcasts, and Google Podcasts.
I hate to be a bother, but I